Allow me to reintroduce ourselves. Greetings and salutations.
I was like, did you forget?
I was like, I had to listen to some podcasts to remind myself what
get
I used
back
to
in
say.
The flow.
Yes, I am your friendly neighborhood MD, Dr. Joe, who has been on hiatus for a long, long time.
It hasn't been that long.
I mean, it's been a minute, though.
Yeah, a New York, not even a New York minute. I don't know.
No, nothing's a New York minute. Let's make that clear. Okay. Like, no one cooks in a New York minute. No one walks in a New York minute. No,
it's... Uncle Ben's rice in New York. Yes. In a minute rice.
I guess so. And alongside, by my side.
By your side.
Yes.
It is I, DJ Critical. Hey guys.
Hello.
Guys
and
gals.
Welcome to the Vital Check Show.
It's the Vital Check Show. It's the Vital I still didn't do that jingle.
Oh, I don't remember we were going to do a jingle. I mean, it's been so long that we even lost our phone number. So please don't call that phone number again.
Oh, Google was like, hey,
yeah,
guys.
Google's like, no one's calling you. You're not using it. So
that was a cool number too, right?
It was a good number.
But we'll get another one.
Who knows? We'll see.
Call my number.
Oh, gosh.
DM me.
Call me on the phone.
Was that Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think so. You know that I like you.
Sounds Soulja Boy-ish.
Yeah.
And Bow Wow or something like
that. Oh, yeah. No, it was Sammy, I think. Oh. Anyways, I don't remember.
Oh, LOL Smiley Faces, Trey Songz.
Mm-hmm.
And then Soulja Boy had another song. Okay, yeah.
Don't you miss our tangents?
Yeah, like we just... Oh man!
So welcome back. I mean, it's. I kind of try to count, but I mean, I think the last time we posted was about 8 months ago.
8 months. Wow.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
It feels like long when 8 months doesn't seem like a long time, but it felt like it's been a while. It feels longer than 8 months.
Yeah, it sure did. It sure did.
I know a lot. Lots been going on.
Lots has been going on. Yeah. You know, we're going to take our time getting back into it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's so much going on and so much to break down. That,
the world.
You know,
the world is just.
The world is on fire right now. Inflation is killing my pockets.
Yeah, that's what it was, guys. Just inflation got to us.
Oh, yes. Certainly. Also, like, you know, my kid is active, little Val. She's out here and growing up, swimming, and
doing things.
So my weekends aren't even my weekends. They're her weekends in which I have to chaperone and take her to. She's a social girl. She has so many birthday parties. So finally, like, I think this is, I have a stretch of Saturdays.
Where you could just, like, try to fit some you time in.
Yeah.
Which is us time.
Us time.
Vital check time.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I was just saying earlier, like, life is lifing. Life. Has been lifing.
And like, I'm tired of using that, but it's just like, how else
no,
can
that's
you
a
summarize?
Good way to encompass everything that's
just all positive, negatives. It's just like, bro, living is hard. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes with a lot.
Oh my.
A lot of responsibilities.
Goodness
a lot
gracious.
A lot of chores, a lot of just things to do and get done.
Endless things to do.
Yeah. Just like whenever you're like, all right, I did that, then it's just like another one just pops in between or at the end. Like, it's just continuous. It's continuum. It's just like.
And you know, and I keep telling my dad, I'm like, you don't want to grow up. Growing up is trash.
Yeah. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Absolutely not. But you know, we're not here to.
Bash adulting.
Yeah. Like,
don't be an adult.
We're here to illuminate the lives of our listeners.
Yeah. Just a little relief. Bring you some joy and happiness.
Yeah. So speaking of joy and happiness.
Yeah.
Our humble brag, and even, you know, like trying to remember, like, what were our sequences? What were we doing?
Yeah. Topic type of like structure and
Well,
you know, it's like training wheels, but like at the same time, it's like muscle memory. So like after
that's true.
This one, we just like, all right, dum.
Yeah.
Like a little switch.
Yeah, you know, flex the muscle that we already been flexing.
Yeah.
So our humble brag for this episode, so many, I don't know which episode number, but we had, I guess I could look it up, I don't know, but we had my cousin Jessica from Florida, right?
Her, Jess, what's up?
We did a humble brag for Domini Soul, so that was season 2, episode 2, in case you want to go check that out. It's like a soul food Dominican fusion side hustle that she has. And, you know, we shouted her out because she was at that time in her first semester of respiratory therapy school. And my girl finished respiratory therapy school, okay? Applause. And she was the only Latina in her class to graduate.
I like me a good Latina.
Oh, I mean, hey, listen. We I can't say spicy because not all Latinx are just spices, but, you know.
No, but, you know, it's...
The spices in our bodies, okay?
Yeah, it's riveting.
Oh, goodness gracious. But, yes, shout out to Cousin Jessica for finishing a respiratory therapy school. And, you know, may God bless you and hope you save some lives Jesus. And lungs and stuff.
Yeah, please.
Because it's hard, man. Usually when you have RT, is like usually people intubated and really at one of the most critical points of their lives.
Into what?
Intubated. With the breathing.
Okay.
Down
okay.
The throat and, gotcha. And a machine breathing for them.
Yeah, just like, you know, they got layman terms out.
Yes. So, you know, may she like have the fortitude and the strength and the resilience to kind of, you know,
withstand and get through. Yeah,
withstand mm-hmm. and decompress from that. Because, you know, once you see that every day, it's just like tragedy, tragedy, tragedy. But, you know, hopefully the tragedy is a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So that's our humble brag for today.
It's a humble brag.
As you know, always submit your humble brags to us because we would always love to uplift our listeners, not just my family members and myself and DJ Critical.
Yeah. Here and there. Like, you know, I'll sprinkle in here. Yeah.
I mean, we'll use this. But yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. Hit us up on all our socials. We still have them. They still work.
Need some a little dusting.
Yeah, just a little tune up, and then we're good.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a lot of wonderful thing on the socials, you know, of other folks and their accomplishments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still single.
No, Jason, I cannot believe this.
I am.
It's been 8 months.
What does that mean? 8 months.
I mean, you could so much can evolve in 8 months, and we are still single.
I am single-ish.
Okay.
With an asterisk, I have not. I'm not in a committed relationship.
Okay.
But I
mean, when are you?
I dating one person.
One person.
Which I've been doing for some time now.
Okay.
And it's going great.
That's excellent.
Yep.
And that's it.
But yeah. But yeah, ultimately, I mean, I'm I was about to say legitimately, but like, it's not legal, but like, I am still single.
Technically.
Technically.
Mm.
But
you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah, of sorts. Yeah. I don't.
Do you guys miss this vagueness?
Yeah, I don't fraternize with other people, so yeah. But I'm only connected to one, tethered to one person.
Tethered.
Tethered. That's a good one.
A tethered cord, because you know tetherness, like it kind of frays at the end.
For real?
I believe so. Let's look that. And you know, hey, what's a vital check show without looking up the definitions
of a word, right? But tethered. In my singleness, even throughout the last 8 months, I've it's more being that it's like relationship like, and I feel like there's been a lot of like self reflection.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm finding out different things about myself and just how I go about doing things. Being that I'm so used to being single, I go about life as a single male, right? So the way I approach things, I'm not used to being as, let's say, careful and considerate of other people, where now as I'm involved with somebody, I have to take the extra few seconds, minutes to think about how I can come off is also very vague. But like say emotionally, like I feel like I wasn't as in tuned with my emotions because I didn't really have a reason to be. So now that someone...
I mean, you are worthy, right? It doesn't have to be for someone else. It could be for your own self.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't really an emotional person.
I mean, people say that. And I feel like it's more like maybe you're not outwardly emotional.
Okay, all right. That's fair.
I mean, you could be pretty stoic, but I do feel like people still go through the motions. And I'm sorry, these allergies are killing me right now. So my eyes are very itchy. But
does that help? Should you be rubbing them?
No. I tell my daughter all the time not to do this. This is exactly what I'm doing.
On camera. Right.
Yes.
So she's going to watch it like, hey, mommy.
Mom, you told me not to do that.
But yeah, I think the outward emotion... So, like, I deal with things how I deal with them, and that's just how I'm used to. So, when there's another person that doesn't deal with emotions in a similar fashion, it's kind of like we're butting heads because they're, like, very outward emotional.
Well, I think, and this
so they look at, so it can come off as I'm not, like, I don't care, or, like, super, like, nonchalant. And they're just like just extra verbal and expressive with their emotions. And I'm just like looking at them like, you need to relax.
Well, I think, you know.
Not you need to relax per se, because that sounds like, you know, off-putting, offsetting. But just we just deal with our emotions differently. And being that it looks differently. For me, I feel like I can come off like I don't care. Well, it's not like that. I'm just not a verbal, emotional expressor. Like, I don't... Like, we had a conversation about, like, gripes. Like, I'm not a griper. Like, I don't just...
So, I want to parallel it to, like, our friend Millennial in Debt's, like, money dates, right? Like, once a month, me and my husband go on a money date. We review our budget. We review, you know, all our finances and, you know, make decisions. Like, how can we improve? What area should we improve on? And you know, similarly to other aspects of relationship, not only financial, we should be doing the same. Because, you know, again, going in, like, relationships are two individual people who commit to this.
Working together. Compromising. So,
you know, technically marriage, right? You're becoming one or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's not a seamless process whatsoever. And that's the biggest misconception is that, one, the work is only in the beginning, right? It's never endless work. But two, like... We evolve, and we're going to touch on that, you know, as our topic, but we are not stagnant people.
Right.
Some people tend to be stagnant, and I'm not sure if that's healthy, but, right, you recognize your communication style, your emotional style, and your partner or your lady friend.
Yes.
Also has her own form of communication.
Yes.
And there is some level of compromise that needs to happen.
Right.
But it has to happen in a, like, conversation.
Right. Yes.
Right?
And I feel like we're understanding each other more as time progresses.
Right.
And I feel like that's just the way it should be. And I feel like it's going well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. So that you're willing to,
compromise. Yeah, I'm not, like, super stubborn or like, no, let's... my way or the highway kind of stuff. Like, no, I was like, all right, well, I understand that. And, like, how can we, like we say, improve or just, like, work on that so we can somehow speak the same language? It's like a emotional babble.
I mean, I don't know if you know, it has to be the same language. I think it's understanding. Similar.
Understanding. Yeah, it's like a Rosetta Stone.
Oh, if you will.
Yeah.
What's the other one that our friends use? Is it? No, not Babbel.
Babbel is a good one, I think. I be getting spam messages from them.
There's one that they do every day. Duolingo.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
So, I mean, but also, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought already.
Compromising?
Accountability.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because even for me, outside of my romantic relationship, like just day-to-day relationships, I'm a terrible communicator, like awful. Like, you're going to know I'm upset, but I'm not going to tell you why I'm upset. I'm just going to walk around huffing and puffing and meh. And you know, and something I told someone recently, like, dude, you see, like, here are my cues. Here are my cues as to when I'm shutting down, and please, like, shout me out on it. Like, hey, Joe.
I see that. Hey, don't do it.
Even like one of my good friends, I tell him, like, you're acting shady. What is going on? Right? Because sometimes you mull over these emotions and form these stories and rhetorics in your mind, and you don't realize that you're shutting down.
That you're doing that, right.
Mm-hmm. Until you're like, and here's my favorite word, perseverating.
Po who?
Ruminating.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I remember that one. Yes. You just added like other things. You just made it a transformer. Perseverating. Yes. And it means the same thing.
And ruminating are synonyms, yes.
Okay, so if they mean the same
thing. At least one per season we're discussing these
but
synonyms.
But why, if they mean the same thing, like, just why don't you just use the one that you've been using?
I use both of them interchangeably.
Okay, all right.
But anyways, the point is, like, you know, sometimes you're stuck in your little rut that you don't realize. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I encourage my loved ones and my friends to be like, Joe, what is up? Mm-hmm. And I feel like once that happens, most times I feel more compelled to be honest about my emotions. With my husband, it's different. I just tell him, say, hey.
Have you always been like that with him?
I don't think so, but it's been so long. Guys, we crossed 18 years of togetherness. 18
That's a lot of years.
That is a legal adult.
Yeah, like you have a whole adult relationship.
Yes, an entire adult relationship. So honestly, like, but still.
Not me.
Not you. No, you're still in infancy.
Yeah. What's before infancy?
Non-existent.
Oh. I think. Wouldn't it be like a fetus?
Sure. Inside. In utero, you mean?
In utero? Yeah, I'm in utero.
Oh, you're in utero.
In utero relationship.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's hope it births
a new relationship. Yeah, it's going to birth a relationship. Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. Yep.
Oh, boy. But, okay, so that was our critically single segment. So, you know, really trying to tease out how to balance different emotional intelligence and...
Yeah, I was called emotionally unintelligent.
Unintelligent. Ooh,
yeah, I didn't take that. I didn't take that too well. Because I felt like we, like I said, we just had a miscommunication. That doesn't mean that.
But if the miscommunication is persistent.
I didn't feel it was persistent, but obviously they thought it was like a constant thing with me just not getting. And I'm just thinking that we just react to things differently. So just because I didn't react similar to ways. In the way that you react doesn't mean that I'm like emotionless or unintelligent. Like everybody is different, but you know, I digress.
But also, I mean, this could be a whole nother episode, but really like the term emotionally intelligent is kind of one of those, what do we call like those popular things, like a popular word?
Trendy.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem. It's
trendy now. Yeah. But really, like, what does it mean to be emotionally intelligent? So we could, that's a whole nother conversation.
All right, cool. We're not getting into it.
No. Because, you know, I have to do my research. but definitely it was something that professionally I was, like, graded on. So, but anyways, so let's transition on to our topic, which is personalities in general.
I have a great personality.
Oh, yes, I guess so do I.
It's awesome.
I do not. So there was a quote, and I forgot where I read this, and I should probably Google it to see where I can properly source it. But I read a quote somewhere that says, when someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed in you.
That was like one of the questions.
What questions?
In like,
oh, in the personality quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Good to know.
Yeah, and I was like, no, like I don't care what they think.
Oh man, so that question was.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's just, yeah, you did say that at one point where you just, well, you're like a little pessimist.
I am, so I'm very much in like doomsday. So when is the next shoe gonna drop? But also, like, I think it ties in with imposter syndrome, right? Like, I do work very hard. But sometimes, you know, I question, is my hard work like
enough?
Right.
I never go through
and
that.
are you gonna think my hard work is like BS? Or like, oh, they just think it's good because she looks like this, or she walks like this, or she came from this background.
That's very interesting because I've never experienced any of that.
Oh, this is just a fortunate soul.
Yeah, I just live. I just do my best and carry on afterwards. Like, if I don't reach it, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try harder. I'll like pivot or something like that. But it's never like, oh, like there's too much good things happening. Something bad is bound to happen. Like, I don't know.
It's we call that foreboding joy, right? In one of our many, many podcasts ago.
Yeah.
From the Brené Brown book. But yeah, so I guess I made both of us take this personality quiz.
Yep.
And the first time I took it was in 2016. And
yeah, I felt like I took it before. I don't know if I came out with the same results because obviously like...
We evolve.
You change. Yeah, you evolve. So. Yeah. But yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, so my original one back in the days was ENFJ, and I forgot what the N stands. Like extroverted, something, something. I don't remember the letters, but essentially Oprah is an ENFJ. So these are the protagonists of the story. They feel called to serve a greater purpose in life. And like if there's one thing that's me, it's that. Right? Like I feel like I've been sent by the Holy Spirit
to uplift everybody.
To serve others. So they described it as thoughtful, idealistic. They strive to have a positive impact on other people and the world around them. These personalities rarely shy away from an opportunity to do the right thing, even when doing so is far from easy.
Yeah, that is you. You are like a do the right thing individual.
But now,
not me so much.
Fast forward to 2024. Apparently, I'm an ESFP-T. A turbulent entertainer.
Turbulent.
And I was like, turbulence. I think that's me. Turbulence is when the air, you know, when you hit a cloud in the
little pocket and it gets shaky. Yeah.
And your belly drops. I feel like that's me.
That's you.
That's the turbulent entertainer. We're spontaneous.
You are an entertainer, though.
I do love entertaining.
You love to entertain.
Are spontaneous, energetic, and enthusiastic people. Life is never boring around them. Although I have become a boring person, we're introspective.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So we're inclined more towards self-improvement and personal development. We're a bit more in tune with our feelings. And here's the caveat, because I feel like I am introspective, but I don't know what to do with that.
What's your introspectiveness?
Like, I can identify my emotions.
Mm-hmm. But then afterwards,
I know why I'm triggered. I understand every process to the emotion except what the heck to do with these emotions. So they say four great careers for people, ESFPs, are a landscape architect,
mm-hmm.
emergency healthcare, which, again, I think that was my calling because I think I thrive in chaos a little bit.
Okay.
But I wasn't doing extra training. I needed to get out. PR manager and a social worker. And I say every day, like,
you are like a little social worker.
My job is like a refined social worker.
Yeah. Ever since like college, you've been social workish. Like even like, when you helped out on like teams and stuff, you was just like a good crutch for just people, wherever, like just helpful, wherever they may need it, whether it's a talk.
And tapping into resources.
Giving them information on how to do, like, yeah.
I love it. Like, that's really, I am a social worker. It's just, they don't get paid enough. And we need to advocate for our social workers to get paid enough because they are a critical
component. Yeah,
DJs
don't get paid enough either. We need to advocate for DJs to get paid some more.
The entertainment.
Yeah, the entertainment industry is in shambles right now.
Shambles? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, everybody's getting fired left or right. Like, if you're in it, you kind of know, but I don't know what it looks like from the outside because I haven't been an outsider for some time now, but in it, like it's gone awry.
My wedding planner just made the cover of Vogue, and I'm like, wow, good thing I got married so many years ago.
Where she's
I
on her.
Yeah, she just did like some famous couple's wedding.
Oh, she took the picture. Oh, no, she did. Oh,
she did
her
their wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know.
So your wedding plan? Wow.
Yeah.
So that just ups the ante on your wedding. Like, you're like,
I was like, I had her in her infancy.
When she was affordable.
But yeah, I was like, the entertainment industry, listen, I'm planning a party.
It's volatile.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no job security.
I could see that. It's like gig work.
Things just change at the blink of an eye. Like, you can have one price this day, and then like tomorrow is a whole different price, whether up or down.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you guys just set your prices and that's it.
Well, you can set it, but being that it's so saturated, like say for a DJ, I can set my price, and that's kind of what, I wouldn't say what's been happening, but I've ran into, like, I'll set my price and people are like, all right, thank you. And then never hear from them again. And then when the time that they were supposed to have an event, I see obviously they got somebody else, and it's, I'm not going to say clear, but it's understandable. It's understood that that person was at a lower
rate,
price point. Yeah. So
listen, the way this economy is set up,
and then you can't really, I try not to negotiate on price. Like, that's just what the price is.
You know, your worth, your value.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes it's like, damn, like, I also try to go with the moniker of no, some money is better than no money. But at the same time, like, I'm not going to take, like, pennies. And
you But know, you're also experienced.
Very, very much so, yes.
Yes, very experienced. I think your DJ career is also an adult.
Yeah.
It should be at least 18 years old.
I started in 09.
I can't do simple math.
Yeah. So I started in
2024. Take away. I like me doing math with my daughter.
You didn't even have to do the whole thing.
15 years.
Yeah, that's when officially I started, kind of like in 08, but that was just like really me just figuring out stuff. Like, as far as like my first paid gig, I believe was like 2009 when I received money from for a service.
For your craft.
Yes. So yeah, 15 years, you know? So, you know, you could pop your stuff. Like, you can't really tell me anything much. Like, I've been there, done that, did it a few times over.
Survived it, lived it.
Yeah, so it's like, you're a social worker.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
Yes.
So mine's, I was an architect.
Okay. All right, so what was your personality? So you were I, which is introverted.
I was INTJ dash A.
Okay.
So it says your personality type is architect. Architects are imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything. Most things.
Okay.
Okay.
Except your relationships.
So it went like energy, mind, nature, tactics. Did you have yours? Do you have those?
I don't think I
Identity.
Did. But it says,
it says an introverted, intuitive, thinking, and judging.
Interesting. But you also, here it says, INTJs tend to value creative ingenuity, straightforward rationality.
Oh yeah, that's
me. And self-improvement.
Yeah, I love to self-improve.
They consistently work towards enhancing intellectual abilities. We got to work on that.
Enhancing intellectual abilities?
Yes, Jason. I need you to read a few more books.
For what?
And then run in different circles a little bit.
What circles do I run in?
I don't know, but we need to expand your vocabulary, okay?
Why? For what?
So we don't have to always question.
Why do I need to use perseverate?
Perseverate.
Why? There's no reason for me to... Because
you never know when you're going to use a big word like that.
But there's other smaller words that mean the same thing.
Okay, so give me a smaller word.
What was the other one? The ruminate, yeah.
That's smaller than perseverate?
It has less syllables.
One less syllable.
Less.
And then are often driven by an intense desire to master any and every topic that piques their interest.
I can see, yeah, when I'm interested and like... in something, like I'm interested, which I deem as being, I have a obsessive personality, like people wise, relationship wise, romantic wise. Like, if I like you, like I like you a lot, like probably.
You have to see the squinting probably going on when he's saying this with his level of intensity.
Probably like too much at times. But and same way, like if I like pizza, like I'm gonna eat pizza, like a lot of it, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go down to. So I had a breakdown of like percentages.
Oh yeah, I think I have that too. Look at me.
So for me, I was 53% extroverted, and that was interesting because I think
as extra.
Yeah, extroverted, like outgoing.
Oh, okay. I mean,
a synonym.
I can't. You are extrovert. Yeah,
I'm 100% extrovert.
You're friendly.
But I think when I did this back in 2016, I was like
on the opposite side.
I was all the way E, like all the way, like nowhere near. But now I'm in the middle.
I'm 72%
introverted. I mean that it's pretty on cue for you.
Yeah.
So it says, you know, we value social interaction, which when I'm having issues with other people or like my closest friends, like I feel the loneliness.
Empathy?
The like, emptiness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I thrive off of social interaction.
Oh, not me.
However, now I think I'm...
You're in your shell.
I'm in my introvert stage. Yeah. Like, you know, I could...
And in high school, I used to go by the name of the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, that's right. You have mentioned that prior.
Yeah, so like previously. Complete introvertedness. Like,
do you think you're a little less introverted now as you're older?
Yes. And it's really on a when needed basis. Like normally, I could like really just play the corner, like the background. But if need be, like I would be in the front. It's like really weird.
Okay, so then that sounds like you're borderline extrovert.
Yeah, but it's just situational. Like if there's somebody else who's like extroverted to like, it's okay with being an extrovert. Like
you'll back off.
I'll let them. Yeah. If I'm like, there's nobody else. Like if there's all introverts, then like, all right, I'll be the extrovert. Okay, today.
Got it.
But yeah.
Okay, so what about the next category? I was 52% observant. It says observant individuals are pragmatic and down to earth. They tend to have a strong focus on what is happening or very likely to happen. And I feel like I'm the type of person, like if I go somewhere, I'm going to see who was sitting in the front of the place, what car was parked outside, like what stores were open, where the exit signs are. You're
mindful of things. Okay.
I'm very like aware of my surroundings. What was yours?
Well, this was mind.
This was the second letter.
Because I had, mine said energy for the introvert. And what was the percentage? Intuitive?
Oh, so you're 77% intuitive
versus 79%.
79.
Intuitive, 21% observant. So it says intuitive individuals
are very. So you're the gut feeling person.
Oh, yeah. Intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities.
Interesting.
All right. I think, yeah, based on the questions they asked me, then and what I chose, then, yeah, I can see that. But then I also like to, I really enjoy people watching. I don't know if that's on the observing side.
Oh, I love things. People watching.
Like, I would literally, like, sit down and just, like, in one space and just, like, people watch.
For yeah, me too. I like that. Oh, that's why I always thought, like, maybe I would be an anthropologist, just watching the people and the culture unfold before my eyes. But I'm not sure anthropologists get paid very well.
You and these. Why don't you just do it well, I mean, you have like a family and stuff, so you have
to. I mean, like, I do want to go back to school. I miss school. I would love to take an anthropology
course. Being that I'm single, I just like, you know, I kind of like go with the like, do what fulfills me, like what I like and am passionate about, and then whatever comes with it, you know, just do it.
I have that with limited time.
Okay.
Okay, the next one. I was 51% feeling. So feeling individuals value emotional expression and sensitivity. They place a lot of importance on empathy, social harmony, and cooperation. Listen, social harmony, if one person, like if I'm in a space where I feel there's a discordance, I am anxious. I'm hyperventilating. I am nervous. I am pacing. I'm asking Andre or Mr. Dr. Joe, like, babes, what should we do? Like, I feel it. Empathy, I don't. That's where I draw the line. It's hard for me to empathize sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
What was yours?
Well, not really. So I'm 75% thinking.
Oh, wow.
25% feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
Which says thinking individuals focus on objectivity and rationality. Yes. Often dismissing emotions in favor of logic. Yes. They tend to see effectiveness as more important than social harmony. That was like when we talked about like me being like pretty much like black and white and like hard to see like the gray area. Like, no, it's a yes or no, up or down. Like, either it's
and that's why right you're good at being a manager because
yeah, it's like, no, this is what we gotta get done. Like, yeah, I understand there's
these are our goals.
There's fans out here that want your autograph and whatnot, but we have to like stick to like, we have to get where we have to go. Like,
yeah. All right. I thought I would be more of a thinker. I'm surprised I actually have feelings.
Yeah, it probably is just like you think that you're not acting off like emotions and feelings, but so when you were answering the questions, were there a lot of like just like strong disagree or agree? Because sometimes when you're in like in the middle,
yeah, I think I gave a lot of gray. Don't really like to give the extremes unless it's customer service and your student loan service or provider. Then I'm giving you ones, okay?
A lot of mine was like hard agrees, hard disagrees.
Oh, like, this makes sense. Okay, because I feel like I'm in the 50s a lot, except for this one category, which we'll get to. But so for the next one, I was 57% prospecting. So prospecting individuals are very good at improvising and adapting to opportunities. They tend to be flexible nonconformists who value novelty above stability.
I don't know about the stability part, because you're very big on
stability. Feeling grounded and like... Yeah. But I do feel like I can be flexible. Like if in a group setting, like I would be more flexible.
Yes.
For that, so that to accommodate others.
Yes, sometimes too accommodating.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Okay. So what was yours?
Mine was let's see. So I was 86% judging.
Jeez. Critical, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's where I get the name from, right?
Oh my
God. And 14% prospecting.
Oh my gosh, tell me about being a judging person.
Judging individuals are decisive, thorough, and highly organized. They value clarity, predictability, and closure. I do like closure. Preferring structure and planning to spontaneity. I do love planning. But
I'm surprised I'm not more judging.
I do love spontaneity, but it usually is just romance-wise. Mm. Not like
outside of
life.
Courtship.
No, like buy me something, take me somewhere, say hello, like when I'm at work.
Like, but not like, hey, I woke up today, I hate my job, quitting.
No. Yeah, don't ever do that. No. Because I've dealt with somebody who's very much like that. Like, they're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. No, I'm like, whoa, wait. How about you just fill out a little bit more applications, like kind of get a little bit more like, you know, just in case before you just make such a decision and just like kaput.
Although I was, you know, speaking with my sister-in-law, and we were talking about like new generations and stuff and how like those – currently, I don't know what generation they are, but the ones in school, like middle school and high school, like they're the spontaneous type. They're like, I'm working too hard.
Yeah,
peace. Juices, yeah. Or...
Yeah, she was actually younger than me, probably like 5-6 years younger. And she was very much on the, like she'd be at a job and like it'd be one day like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. And they're just quit.
Adios.
And I'm like, whoa, wait, how about you... set up another job first, at least an interview.
Yeah, right. Or have stuff lined up before
you... You just make just drastic decisions, but judgy, yep.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this one, and I guess that's why I'm the hyphen turbulent, but turbulent I was 81% turbulent. So turbulent individuals are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. And if there's one thing that could define me, it is that.
Yes, you actually, stress gets to you.
Oh my gosh, the gray hairs, like I can't keep up anymore. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionistic, and eager to improve.
That's a nutshell. That's you in a nutshell. I've always looked at you as motivation-wise, like, hey, look, you know, look at Joe, just doing everything, like just getting awards and just passing all these examinations and just like always excelling and just like just being the go-getter and just very success driven.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's... so it burns you out, you know. I think I'm...
Well, yeah, I never see that part. Like, I mean, I hear about it now that we have the show, and you know, you've
bags on my eyes.
You've spoke about, you know, your trials and tribulations, you know, career wise, and just like, you know, being that force.
It's but it's hard work.
Well, yeah, probably Mr. Dr. Booker would be more like
Mr. Because, Dr. Joe. Yeah. Critical.
Oh yeah, Mr. Dr. Joe. He has so many names.
He does.
He would probably be more inclined to see the other side of all your accolades and like, you know, success.
Well, he does. So, I think he does the heavy lifting, right? So even this week I had to go to 2 award ceremonies.
Oh. Not and, 1, but 2.
Mm-hmm. But one of them, it wasn't.
About it wasn't for you.
Me, yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, none of them are about me, but I wasn't honored in one of them. And I asked him, like, "Hey, I need you to change your work schedule so I can go to this."
What?
Yeah, and he did. And the other one, it was too last minute for him to do. But he's the background guy. He's the one that's like, "All right, how are we gonna get you to this place? You know, what
behind
do I need
all
to
strong
do?"
Strong woman is a strong man.
Shh. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I think in every healthy relationship, everybody's strong.
Yeah, right, right.
But it all depends on who's, you know, who's leading and who's
at one
back.
Point in time. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
So yeah, I mean, I can't for sure. I can say that without him, I don't think I would have reached as far without his encouragement and his flexibility and his, mm-hmm. you know, big
He's very
picture thinking.
Yeah.
So what was yours?
So mine was
100% turbulent.
I was no. Actually, I was 79%
assertive. We are, as you can tell, we are polar opposites, and this is why this works.
This is exactly why this works. And 21% turbulent. So it says my assertive individuals are self-assured, even-tempered, yes, very much so, and resistant to stress, very much. Like, I don't let...
That's true. I don't think I've ever seen you, like...
Bothered?
Frazzled.
they refuse to worry too much and tend to be self-confident when striving to achieve goals. Yeah, like I said earlier, like, I just like, you know, all right, this is today, this is what we're going to do today, and I try to drink from the fountain of youth. I try to be stress-free. I try not to let
and
things...
And honestly, you know, I see a lot of these TikTok videos of the, you know, the TikTok influencers, like, asking random people on the street, especially, like, the older folks, like, mm-hmm. what? How do you look so young?
Yeah, I really like. I make it a thing that and drinking water, lots of water.
Yes, yes, yes.
I really try not to let things that happen in life like stress me out. Yeah,
that's a good skill to have.
Yeah, and just like being with people that are not like that, it's challenging sometimes.
I mean, listen, especially nowadays. And I feel for Mr. Dr. Joe because I wake up stressed. I go to bed stressed. Like, my dreams are stressed. Like, it's...
Water.
It's stress is all around me. But it really helps to be around folks who kind of could bring you down to earth and help you.
Could be, like, level-headed and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, talk you through, like, hey, you don't have to react like this. Because, again, when your immediate reflex and visceral reaction is just...
scream.
A like cortisol spike, like I gotta be stressed.
A what?
Cortisol. So cortisol is your stress hormone.
Okay.
That you naturally produce. So let's say, for example, you were in a car accident, you fractured a bone, right? Cortisol is what's gonna spike and help signal the body to send whatever needs to be sent to help you stabilize or like...
Your homeostasis?
I don't think you're in homeostasis.
So that's like your
accident,
like adrenaline?
Yeah, it's part of adrenaline.
Cortisol.
It's not like norepinephrine, but yes, it comes with that fight or flight reaction. So cortisol spikes and kind of signals the rest of the pathways.
Can you take that in pill form?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I can't just go and just get like something milligrams of cortisol?
There's cortisone, which is a steroid, but cortisol, your stress hormone.
Oh, cortisol. Oh.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so... We burn out, right? Once you have enough, like, if you're perpetually in a high cortisol state, like, your body's like, all right, you must be stressed all the time. I don't know what's an emergency. Mm-hmm. And then you burn out, literally burn out.
So you can like deplete your cortisol?
I don't think you could deplete. I think you could, what happens is that you kind of mute the downward effect of it. Mm. So your body won't like, when there, it is time to like a stressful.
To stressful. So mine's is probably like, just like I have a bank full.
You probably, you know, you're, like you're just... You're probably down here, and I function up here.
Yeah, I think being stress free is just I think I equate it to just quality of life, and I feel like just trying to be stress free just gives you a better everyday experience.
Maybe because you're Jamaican, Irie.
Yeah, but I don't smoke.
Oh, you have to smoke to be an
Irie? No, but that's, I guess that they, that's in the package of being, you know.
That's just not what I was insinuating.
Oh, yeah, but.
More like.
I drink sea moss.
Oh. I hear that's good also for hair growth.
It's good for a lot of things.
Other things. Yes. So what were your weaknesses? Mine were like pretty spot on.
Introduction. All right, you do your weaknesses. I'm going to put mine up.
Okay. So we are sensitive, strongly emotional, and often vulnerable to criticism. That is me. This is probably their greatest weakness because it makes it so hard to address any weaknesses brought to light. The second one is conflict averse. And this is the area of my life that I would love to improve on because... ignoring is just not helping me right now, right? So it says they tend to say and do what's needed to get out of such situations, then move on to something more fun. I'm easily bored. 100%. Yes. Really? Once I, like, the thrill of starting something.
It's gone. Like, that's it.
And, like, it's, I peter out quick. I'm like, again, a cortisol spike and pew, I go down drop. Real fast, like a little, roller coaster. Poor long-term planners, and this is why my husband and I work, because ironically enough, although like I did choose a career that you have to long-term plan.
Oh, and you plan things. Didn't you plan a Disney trip?
The Italy trip?
Disney.
What Disney trip?
Did y'all go to Disney? Oh, yeah, I was supposed to go to Disney, but it was too expensive.
I went to Disney.
Oh, but did
Mr.
you
Dr. It? Joe did not go to Disney.
Oh, okay.
No. I wouldn't plan Disney anyway, please. Like, I feel like now as I'm older, I find it harder to long-term plan. And I think it's because once I got over the hurdles of test-taking and reaching, like, okay, after my bachelor's, I got to get my MD. After my MD, I got my MPH. After I graduate residency, then what?
So many degrees.
And that's where I'm struggling, right? It's the then what.
You want more degrees?
No, I mean, I considered an MBA, but...
Every time I say degrees, it brings me back to college dropout.
Kanye?
Yeah, so there's a skit when it was somebody... it was a comedian. I forgot his name. But basically in the skit, he's like, hey, man, look at me. I have all these degrees, but I work at the Gap. And he's like, yeah, but... when I go home, I have these degrees on my wall, and they look nice.
They do look
but
nice.
But I'm making $16.25, and I want to be manager. Like,
listen, I'm making less than makeup artist. Let's.
Oh yikes!
Put that into perspective. Well, the private ones that go to do weddings and stuff. And the last one is unfocused. Anything that requires long-term dedication and focus is a particular challenge for people with ESFP personality types. In academics, dense, unchanging subjects are much more difficult than more dynamic, relatable subjects. I believe that's where my ADHD comes into play. Are you ready for your weaknesses?
I am ready, yes.
Arrogant!
Is a weakness? Yes. Well, as a weakness, my arrogance?
They might be knowledgeable, but they're not infallible.
Okay.
Their self-assurance can blind them to useful input from other people.
Okay.
especially anyone they deem to be intellectually inferior. Yikes.
Yeah, just, but why would you take advice from somebody who you feel is intellectually inferior?
But does intellect and experience can look very different.
Okay, fair.
Dismissive of emotion. Again, this goes back with like your rationality. For this type, rationality is king, but emotional...
But that's what I was talking about in the critically single part where it seems like I'm dismissive just because I'm not like openly... Like, oh my gosh, like coddling and stuff.
It says you
like,
can get impatient with anyone who seems to value feelings more than facts.
Yeah, that does really grind my gears.
Overly critical.
Critical! That's how I got my name.
You have a great deal of self-control.
Very much so. Particularly when it comes to... Is this a weakness?
This is a weakness, sir.
How is a great deal of self-control a weakness?
You're combative, okay?
I'm just asking. It's just...
Okay. People with this personality type hate blindly following anything without understanding why.
Right, like why am I going to...
That's fair, though.
Yeah, like why am I just going to follow this random person? Like,
trust but verify. That's my motto.
Yeah, what's your credentials?
And he's socially clueless.
I mean, that's
his relentless rationality can lead to frustration in their social lives. Their efforts to defy expectations may leave them feeling isolated or disconnected from other people. At times,
yeah, I'm a loner. I'm a lone
these
wolf.
Personalities may become cynical about the value of relationships altogether, questioning the importance of love and connection.
So that's, I feel like this is why I'm just single for like the majority of my life.
So, I mean, this is, you know, we both took these quizzes.
What's the strengths?
I don't want to go into strengths.
Okay.
Okay, fine. We'll read it off real quick and then we're going to wrap this up. All right. So your strengths, and then...
Yeah, we can just do mine. So we don't have to do yours. Okay. We know you're strong.
Oh, yeah, please. It's a facade. Strengths. Rational.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Informed.
Yeah.
Independent.
Very.
Determined.
Always.
Curious.
Yes, I love it.
And original.
Original?
Original.
Original.
Yes.
That's me.
For me...
Big critical.
Bold, also original, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Although I like to copycat, I'm better at copycatting
bold.
Things.
What does bold mean?
It says we aren't, my personality type, we're not known for holding back. We want to experience everything there is to experience. They don't mind stepping out of their comfort zones when no one else is willing. Hmm. I would say that's a case by case basis.
Right.
Then is positive, enthusiastic, hands-on and observant, excellent people skills.
You're a people person.
I am a people person. But I am
maybe a people pleaser.
Yes, that's true. That's a good distinction also. Mm. All right.
Me? Nope. Don't care.
F you. I'm rational.
Very. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what you want to do.
So, you know, cool. We ended on our strong, our yes. strengths.
Yes.
But yeah, if you guys want to go ahead and take the personality quiz, it was on 16personalities.com. But again, you know, this is all, it, to me, like, this is like the horoscope, right? Like,
yeah, like, it may not be you. Yeah, at some point in time, this, yeah. You've probably felt that way.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I would say overall is spot on, but also, like, again, like, maybe
I feel like it just gives you things to think about, like, oh, yeah, like
to work on, to yeah, ponder,
to ponder,
have great discussion, a whole hour's worth, you know. So with that, you know, strengths and weaknesses. So as you guys know, I enjoy outdoors, running and
you
exercising.
Do.
My my partner here just picked up running.
I picked it up. Unwillingly, but yeah, I got
we got like some bumps and scrapes.
Yeah, I freaking hurt myself, so now I'm just like trying not to like make my injury worse. So now I'm like just asking her like tons of like running
advice,
right? Advice on like shoes, how to run, what the hell is pronation, like just
and
like
supination, yeah,
and just all these things. So yeah, I'm a beginner runner. I'm a baby runner.
Yes. And, you know, the weather outside is getting nice. And, again, like, I encourage everyone.
Trying to get fit.
To...
I was in the gym, like we all know. And then I kind of slacked off the gym So now I need to work on my cardio. I'm trying to, you know, slim up so that my gym workouts.
Slim up. Where did you bulk up, Mr.
No, DJ Critical? I need to slim more so that my gym work can be more visible. I'm trying to take my shirt off this summer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be DJing with my shirt off. That's the goal.
Oh, funny story. So we were driving today. My daughter's like, Mom, that man is running with his private parts out, but not the part that he uses to pee. And she was talking about he was shirtless.
And that's his private part? So, oh, kids.
My husband had to like correct her. He's like, yeah, for women.
Oh, right, because his nips.
Right.
His nips were
so
showing.
So she was just like, so why do they need to run outside without their shirts off? I said, no, baby, they don't need to. They want to. So that was a hilarious moment today.
Like kids, so DJ as Critical, they're learning things in real time, it was like super funny.
DJ Critical here is trying to scare little Val to yeah, running like, shirtless
she
outside.
Like, DJ Critical, put your private Mom, parts away.
His private parts. Oh, so with precious. That, folks, a random act of kindness is to help a friend get active.
Yes.
Especially as the world is opening up, the weather is getting nice, but these allergies might be kicking your butt. You know, tag a friend. Be like, hey, you want to walk with me outside? And it's baby steps. And I want people to understand that physical activity does not need to be 0 to 100.
Don't go
DJ
running
Critical.
3 miles on your first run
on
ever.
On your first run on pavement. Like,
I thought it was just running. I didn't know, like, there was a special...
Build up to these things, right? You acclimate to these things. You can't just...
I've been playing basketball all my life. I thought
that'd
be
true,
fine.
That's true, but that's sprinting, kind of. Like,
I'm a great sprinter. But, like, long distance is not...
And then 3 miles,
short,
I wouldn't really consider a long distance.
Or whatever distance, period, is not my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to we'll see how that goes.
Yes. So, yes, kind folks... We are excited to be back.
We're back. Bow.
I mean, hopefully with some consistency, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, you know, well.
Yeah, stress-free. You know, like, let's see how it goes.
Yes. So may you go out to the world stress-free like DJ Critical.
Be stress-free.
And comment. Let us know what's your personality and do you think it actually makes sense for you and what do you disagree with, what do you agree with? And what do you think about ours? Do you think that it's in sync with
yeah, let me know.
Who we are?
Let me know.
Yeah. All right. So with that, beautiful people, be kind.
Yeah. Rewind.
Until next time.
You know that there's nothing to rewind anymore.
What do you mean?
You ever heard of Be Kind Rewind? It was like a Blockbuster slogan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you got the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you were turning into the drop.
Yeah. Yeah. And you was like, it always said Be Kind Rewind.
Oh. Well, now you can kind of go back on DVR.
Yeah, but there's like streaming and stuff. Like you never...
You're not
rewinding.
There's
no really need to...
We'll pay it forward somehow.
Yeah. All right, folks.
All right. Adios.
Peace. Bye.